Bank of Cardiff, how can I help?
Yeah, is this Matt?
Speaking.
Hey, Matt, this is Jim from J&L Machine Shop. I guess you left me a message earlier. I'm just kind of giving you a phone call back here.
Yeah, great. Yeah, how you doing, Jim?
I'm good. Yourself?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for giving us a call back. So, tell me about your business and what can I do to help you out?
I was actually just giving you a call back. I guess you gave me a call about some financing or something, I guess.
Yes. I was actually giving you a call. We're doing a couple things here. We're offering. We got you guys pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. So I wanted to shoot you a call earlier today to see if we can help you out. Looks like we got you guys in the amount of $250,000. Want to know if you guys have any projects ahead or anything we can do to help you out.
Yeah, I was actually looking to maybe possibly bringing on a new dump truck over here for the company.
Oh, really? So you're looking for a dump truck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So tell me, what's going on? What is the... just a second. I got to get you pulled up in the system. Okay. All right. There we go. So you're looking for a dump truck. So why don't you tell me, how long have you been looking for this, looking into getting a dump truck for?
I want to say maybe the past 5 months, maybe 5-6 months.
Past 5 or 6. Gotcha. Yes. Okay. And let's see. Okay. So, what were your guys' is? So, what I need to do real quick is just find out to get a better idea of what we can offer you and how it's going to work out. Learn a little bit more about the business and what you're going to use the dump truck for, things like that. Okay. So, I'm just going to ask a few questions to get a better idea. Okay. So, when do you need the dump truck by?
I can use it any time. You know, trying to bring it on here. I guess within the next month.
In the next month. Okay, so you need it really soon in that case. Yeah. Gotcha. How much do these usually cost?
I would say new, I would say about 85. Used, I'd say about 60.
Okay. So new, are you looking to get a new one, or are you looking to, you know, replace one, or what's going on?
Yeah, we're trying to add another one on here.
Okay, so you guys are growing. That's what's up. That's good to hear, man. Okay, so if you got the truck, I mean, what do you expect to earn back on something like this? I mean, it's going to help you out with a lot of projects, I assume.
Yeah, it definitely would end up about, gosh, that's a good question. I would probably say... I don't know. I can land another 4 to 5 jobs every 2 months, maybe, you know, with it, you know, so I don't know. Bring in maybe 10 to 15% profit each month, probably.
Okay. Yeah. 10% each profit. Okay. Yeah. So what do your guys' sales look like per month or year?
Last year we probably did about 1.7. This year we're on track for maybe about 2.4.
Nice. It's good to see you guys are doing well. So have you guys ever, do you have a vendor you guys usually work with, or?
No, not really. Kind of just shop around, see what the best rate is out there.
Yeah, no, I hear you. There's always something out there. So, it looks like, you know, we could definitely help you out. Have you looked into financing before? Is this your first time checking it out?
Oh, no. We financed before. We went through more of our local bank, though. You know, we kind of like to stay with our local bank, you know. They take care of us over here, so we like to just stay there with them.
Sure. No, absolutely. Definitely. That's good to hear. I mean, we've been in the business for a good 14, 15 years, so we know what it's like. Our customers like to stick with their banks. They do well with them, but we like to say we're more of a supplement to them. You know, if they need extra help, their bank can't help them out at the time, we're here to help. So it's good to keep us in mind. So the next thing I want to ask, you know, what's the credit looking like for you guys?
I guess my credit is somewhere in the middle, I guess you could say. I probably would, if I had to guess, 625, 650 maybe.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you're definitely in the, you're definitely right there in the middle. So I guess the next question is, I mean, if you can't get this, if you don't get the truck, you aren't able to get financing, what'll happen?
Well, if I don't get this other truck, then I'm going to probably have to turn down some work. You know, the other two, three jobs that I can get, since I have that one, you know, it's already out of other job sites. So trying to get it, bring this on for my other two guys to get out to those other jobs. So I guess you'd say I could lose some money here.
Oh, yeah. You've been in the business for how long?
Oh, gosh. I've been doing it for about 35 years now.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you definitely know what you're doing, and I understand, yeah, your concern would be high up there if you weren't able to get this truck. So what I think our best next step to do for you is find out what you look like on paper. I'd have to send you an application. It's a one-page app just to get your information on board. And we're going to need at least 6 months of most recent bank statements. And do you have an invoice for the machine that you're trying to get, the dump truck?
You mean like a quote?
Yeah, like a quote.
Yeah, I do. The bank kind of gave me a quote on what they can do. Let me ask you this: what kind of rate are you guys going to offer me? I mean, I guess that's an important question. I want to kind of find
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. So with our equipment program, you know, think of it more like a traditional loan, like a typical car loan. It's a 2 to 5 year term. You know, it's going to be monthly payments, and the rates they generally start in the mid single digits. So you're looking between, you know, 5, 6, 7, around that area. It just all depends on what you do look like on paper. I can't get you an exact quote on that term yet, but in 24 hours, I'll have an idea of what's going on, and we'll be able to follow up with you and get you for sure information after you send the application in.
So you said it's probably mid-single digits?
Yeah, it's in the mid-single digits range.
Okay. And what did you need from me, I guess?
So the most important part is for me to send you an email, and it's going to be attached to that email is going to be an application. And I'm going to have to ask that you fill it. It's a one-page app, very simple process. That's why a lot of people do like going through us. It's a very simple process. So the one-page app, 6 months. Most recent bank statements. Now, are you any of your clients paying with credit cards, or is this more of, you know?
Some do.
Okay, so in that case, we're going to ask for 4 months of your merchant statements with your credit card company, and then your tax return. So one tax return and the quote that you received from your vendor. And with that information, we'll be able to proceed.
So can you kind of give me, a rough estimate, like what kind of rate I'm looking at, you know? Because the bank kind of gave me a 3% over here. They told me they can kind of finance me for, so I'm kind of trying to see if it's going to be worthwhile to submit this back over to you.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, we want to get this on paper before I can go ahead and get you an exact quote. We know exactly what you're looking for, but I gotta run some information by my higher up, and they're the ones that's gonna determine exactly what's going on. You know, with the program that you're looking into, with equipment financing, I don't have the exact information on hand. Once I get that, I'm gonna give you a call right away. Probably be within a day, and you'll be able to get that information you're looking for. But like I said, it's the mid-single digits, and I mean, that's the rough estimate of what we got.
Okay. And you guys got a website or something I could look at for you guys? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of you guys, so.
Well, yeah, no, like I said, we've been in the business for quite some time. We're the Bank of Cardiff. You can go to bankofcardiff.com. Even, you know, to confirm our credibility, I recommend even going on to our Google reviews. You're going to see a lot of 5-star reviews, you know, from our current and previous clients that have even pointed out how well the service was provided to them. And I definitely recommend that if you have any concern about dealing with a new bank, especially with any company you deal with. I always like to get an idea of what previous people have thought about them.
Okay. And you're going to send that to me?
Yeah, so attached to the email is going to have not only our website hyperlink, so you'll be able to click on that. Not only that, it's going to be the application, and it's going to list in detail everything that I do need, as well as my direct contact information that you can get a hold of me with.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you can shoot it over. I'll take a look at it, you know, see if it's worthwhile. Like I said, we kind of like going through our bank, so kind of didn't want to change anything, you know, but I mean, if you guys can compete with them, you know, I'm open to going somewhere else if it's going to save us some money.
Have you gone to your bank recently?
And
yeah,
we have.
Mm-hmm. You said they were giving you, what, 3% or 4%?
Yeah, they offered us about 3%. I mean, nothing was finalized, though, you know. That was more just word of mouth there, you know. I didn't provide any information, but that's what they said they could probably do for us based off of kind of our previous relationship with them and the other loans that we kind of got out with them before, so.
Right. Do you guys have any loans out right now?
Yeah, we actually do have a little working capital loan out with them, so.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of just to help the cash flow, but.
Absolutely.
You know, not in need of that right now, you know. I'm more on the equipment side right now, looking for something to bring onto that dump truck here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Definitely, I mean, with the banks, you know, did they talk about how much paperwork they're going to have you go through? I assume you've done that before
I know they're going to want me to. You're right. They do want to provide a lot of information to them, you know.
I know you need this in a month.
It's ridiculous.
I know you need this in a month, and I mean, going through the bank, it's going to take some time. I've been there before. I've dealt with a lot of clients who have mentioned it to me themselves. I just want to press you on how fast we are. So when it comes to you and getting your business continuing on and getting that extra 10 to 15% a month, we're going to get that equipment to you ASAP. So what I'd like to do next is get that application in your hands, get this process started, at least get you an idea of what the exact rate's going to be as soon as possible. So what I'll need you to do is just email me back after in a day or so. I'm going to follow up with you. When's a good time? Tomorrow?
No, give me a few days. Just
give
so
me
I
a
can
few days.
Get everything and sit down with you know, the wife and discuss with her. You know, she kind of, you know, she's the one that told me to call. You know, she's nagging me to get on this truck here. You know, how we're losing money. So,
happy wife, happy life. You know, it's so that's important. Okay, so great, man. So let me make sure I got all your contact info. Give me the number I can reach you at by phone. Let me just make sure I have a good email to send it to.
Yeah, it's Jim.
Yeah.
JNL@yahoo.com.
Okay, cool. And a good contact number for you?
You can reach me at 217-707-3003.
Great. And you said a few days is a good time to contact you, so let's say by the end of the week?
Yeah, that'll work.
Great. All right, Jim. Is there any question? Any other questions or concerns before I get this out to you and I start putting it together?
Nah, I think I was good there. Appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for the phone call. Glad I got in contact with you today.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you called us, man. Appreciate it. You're in good hands with us. All right.
All right. Thanks for your time.
All right, Jim. Bye.